come back to why. What's your why, you know?
What's your why?
My why, it's pretty simple. I mean, I see it as I am potentially a vehicle to just raise the standards of health that we all can rise to. You know, we all have this ability inside of us to just be better, you know, in the sense of healthier. And one of my colleagues, I think, said it best. He said, we just want to, you know, move the needle on health just a little bit. And my friend and my colleague, Dr. Ted, who founded Health Optimization Medicine, you know, raise consciousness through health. Just raise the vibratory frequency just a little bit. And just doing that, the cascade of effect that's going to happen, like that can happen. So, and it starts with myself, and it starts with my relationships internally and externally with my kids, with my wife, with my clients, creating new connections and networking. And then what I love to do personally is just, I love to conduct clients in this beautiful symphony of practitioners and therapies and ideas, and then network with other practitioners that are doing things differently and creating their own spheres of vibratory raising, right? It's like, it's this beautiful health and wellness field that we're seeing now that's kind of combining a lot of what I already do or what I'm looking to do or at least to bring to the world, which is this sort of integrated idea of the conventional, the alternative, and this community of doctors and practitioners as well as clients that all kind of are involved in this ecosystem of raising, you know, or moving the needle on health.
And why do you think this is so important for you? Like, what do you get?
We don't have that much time on this planet, and at least depending on what you believe, of course, in this life. And it just makes everything inside of me hum, you know? And it's like it's a feeling of comfort. It's a feeling of my place. It's a feeling of truth, you know? It just feels right. And it feels like my mission. I think I said in the beginning, I always felt I had a gift of being able to provide healing. Yeah. And so that's that inner peace that I feel is when I'm doing that. Yeah. You know, the inner peace of I'm bringing to this world healing in some capacity. And that, in the end, is what makes me sleep well at night if I've done that. And that could be somebody that's in the hospital that I'm helping that was going to die and I help them not die. Yeah. That's helpful. Yeah. But to a greater level, it's this foundational approach where I know that if you work at this level, if we all can work at this level, and then you build from there, sleep, bioenergetics, grounding, meditation, mindfulness, community, movement, fasting, intermittent fasting, all these other aspects, but those are like the big ones there, where you have so much capability, all of us, no matter where we are in our life, to really unblock and manifest beauty. Yeah. But it starts with having a conversation, I believe, with somebody that can just bring it out of you. Right? Or having an influence in your life, a mentor that can really help you discover what your true purpose is. And it doesn't have to happen all at the same time. And this is a big point too, is that I don't pretend that everybody's ready to make all these changes right away, because most of us aren't. Most of us walking around the freaking block is too hard. 90% of people don't want to change what they do. 90% of people don't want to exercise if they're not already exercising, right? They don't, or they'll pick up a habit for a little while, but then they'll break it, right? They'll stop doing it. And so it's, you have to access people where they are and then take them on a journey to where we're getting to what we're talking about, this inner being of being able to have this health foundation. So I'm very cognizant of that. And so it's important when I have a conversation with a client that I one of my, I think, abilities is that I can feel that out pretty quickly. And like an athlete like you, you are fun, easy, because you guys will say, what am I supposed to do to feel better? How can I optimize? I'm doing it. I'm like, oh, glory. Where's the hallelujahs? Versus others that have been sick for a long time and they're just making it or just getting by and they've seen 20,000 doctors. I know that I have to look things at a very different level, a very different place where it has to be an incremental improvement, incremental steps for them to really be able to take this journey, right? So, and I think that's the key of what I do is I feel out where we are and that I always approach it as a foundation. If they're amenable, hyperbaric therapy is a very good synergizer, accelerator, healer. It's a wound healer from the inside out. So if I know if I can get them in the chamber, they're going to feel better faster, we'll do that first. If I feel like that's not going to be helpful right away, we hold off and I send them to one of my integrative psychiatry friends or one of my friends that do Lyme disease treatment or one of my friends that do neurofeedback or I send them to the sensory deprivation tanks or whatever, you know, but I always try to find an access point and take it from there and move where we can.